official election station, Talk Radio 570 KVI.
America's tough, and we're tougher because we pull together. We leave nobody behind.
Well, we don't leave them behind on the East Coast. We'll talk about Libya later. Okay, breathtaking political news just out here. Ann Compton can't wait to tell you the news. Ladies and gentlemen, the rumor is out that President Obama has dumped Joe Biden from the ticket in the last week of the campaign in favor of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Remarkable bipartisan ticket. Ann Compton is here with the details. Ann.
John, you know, we were joking about that last night. His new BFF, Chris Christie, is going to welcome the president to New Jersey. It's a very sad and still a very dynamic sight there in New Jersey, but the president will be there. Both of them saying they're putting politics aside.
Well, you know what? Yes, there's going to be some political ramifications of the president standing with the governor of New Jersey. But you know what? You know, call me naive, but I've been around politics and media for a long time, and I think that each man is just doing his job, that Chris Christie is saying what is best for New Jersey, and Obama is doing his job, too.
And I think the way you frame that is exactly right, John. President Obama knows that Americans, when they are looking to leadership and leadership they can respect, that's presidential as well. Projecting that presidential authority is an important character definition. And on the eve of the election, that's probably just what the president needs.
Look, when your country is hurting and you are the president, go to where the people are trying to pick up their lives. So, again, the president's doing the right thing. He wanted to go to New York City, too. Mayor Bloomberg said, you know, essentially, we're inundated. You know, the New Jersey trip, I think, makes your point, Mr. President, go to Jersey. And I have no problem with him doing that. I don't think, yes, there might be political ramifications that rebound to the president's benefit, but that's only because he's doing what a president's supposed to do.
That's right. And a president, when he goes into an area, needs so much additional law enforcement, drawing it off of what else the first responders ought to be doing. Manhattan would be very problematical, or even in some of the outlying boroughs. But New Jersey, he can come in and land at Newark. I assume he will take a helicopter down along the coast. And there are so many people just feeling, you know, their lives are totally changed with what's happened. It's important the president goes. And you heard him yesterday say he's telling the federal agencies, cut the bureaucracy, cut the red tape.
Yes. And you know, more power to him, because that is what the federal government can do. You know, most of the tough work is going to be done by mayors and county executives and governors. The federal government writes checks and delivers assistance, and the best thing they can do is streamline that process, because after all, this is an emergency.
John, I call the president an emergency ATM machine for those local authorities. He doesn't make any of the calls on being evacuations or where to deploy resources. He doesn't call out the National Guard. He does dispense cash.
Right. That's the role of the federal government when there's a disaster. I mean, there are roles for everyone to play, and that's what the feds do. Now, let me ask you this, Ann. What campaign does the campaign of 2012 most closely resemble to you?
I think it's unique. We've always seen campaigns get narrower and closer toward the end. I remember I did cover Gerald Ford running for re-election. And we thought, actually, with the ABC polling done then by the Lou Harris Organization, that President Ford, almost that Saturday before the election, brought the polls up neck and neck and then began to drop back a little bit. But I think this election is unique because it'll be decided not by the national polls. It'll be decided in three places: Ohio, Virginia, Florida.
Well, and I'm also seeing Wisconsin being brought into play, and Michigan.
Isn't this interesting? Yeah. Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Minnesota, the Democrats are actually putting up ads saying that they're just trying to respond to Republican ads that are up there. Can he really be in trouble in places like Minnesota?
Well, here's what I'm... Because if Romney started throwing ads up in Oregon, I don't think the Obama people would matter. They'd get fine. Run all the ads you want out there. Or Washington, Oregon, California. But when they start responding to ads in Minnesota, when they send the vice president to campaign in Pennsylvania... You know, I don't know if the Republicans are really making a serious play for Pennsylvania or not, Ann, but I do know this. When the Obama people are spending money in Pennsylvania and they're sending, their A-list campaigners to Pennsylvania, it means they're not in Ohio.
That is correct. That is correct. But isn't it interesting, the president and Governor Romney, I'm not sure they have been into Minnesota.
They've been to Wisconsin. They've done Wisconsin, and Wisconsin looks like it really is in play.
I think Wisconsin is. ABC News, as you know, considers that now one of the swing states, and it's the home state of Paul Ryan. Mm-hmm. And it is someplace that President Obama's got to go in and defend what had been of significant. Look at all the places where Governor Romney has erased the Barack Obama lead.
Well, Ohio is one. I mean, he was up by five. The president was up by five a month ago. He won Wisconsin. And do you realize the president won Wisconsin by 14 points in 2008?
But that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Isn't
wow.
that a political lifetime away?
Sure seems that way. Sure does. Anyway, Ann, no, I really appreciate you taking a moment to join us. So the president joins Governor Christie in Jersey today. Are they going to be going various places or making one stop? What's the deal?
You know, because they don't want to mount a lot of security around the president, they don't announce the actual itinerary. I expect they'll be together for a couple of hours and moving around some of the worst devastation where sand has come up and buried whole communities. It's tough to get in on the ground.
I can imagine. Ann Compton, ABC News Chief White House Correspondent. Always great talking to you, Ann.
Terrific to talk to you, John. Thank you.
You bet.
This is Talk Radio 570 KVI, home of John Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, The Schnitt Show, and Lars Larson. Talk Radio 570 KVI.